Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. It is 7:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J., for this January 25th. I am joined by Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And Seth Habager.
Good morning, everyone.
We hope you're having a great start to your day, everybody. We got a lot of fun to get to this morning. We're going to get into our National Day of Calendar in just a little bit. We also have a follow-up to a story that we did the other day, Melissa.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to get into that one. It was one that you and I covered, I believe.
Cool.
We have got... I've been wanting to get into this since this weekend, you guys. Hold up, y'all. Slow-speaking states survey sells U.S. language patterns. We're going to talk linguistics a little bit later. And get into that a little bit. I always think that's a fun one.
Yeah.
We'll talk about those things. We've got some other interesting news for you. Of course, 8 o'clock hour, Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. And a little bit after Melissa's news, we'll be joined by our friends from Quality Plus Printing with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always so close to doing a Southie accent with a Wicked Awesome.
Wicked Awesome.
It's a Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. That's coming up for you. It kind of fits a little bit. Seth is for Seth. I'm looking right at Seth as I said that. Phil is from Maine. He's from area.
New England way, yeah.
It kind of does fit a little bit.
I think it works.
We'll hear from Quality Plus a little bit later. Looking forward to that. Quality Plus Printing, of course, getting your words out. And 9 o'clock hour, good stories. That ain't right stories. We will see what other trouble we can get ourselves into. Looking forward to all of that. But first up, we have to take care of some official business first, you all. It's important, so we have to do this real quick.
Yep.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Wait, let me try another one. See, that's not bad.
Happy birthday.
Okay. All right. That's all right. That's all right. Yeah. There we go. Yeah. I don't know why this one fits, but this seems to fit. Good. We wish you a happy, happy birthday, Melissa. Melissa Kay celebrating a birthday today, everybody.
Yay, happy birthday.
Thank you, guys.
And part of our job as older brothers is to embarrass her.
Yes.
And that's what we're doing right now.
Exactly.
And Melissa, before I get asking how your day is going and everything like that, I wanted to let you know I thought about you and I thought, what do I do for Melissa for her birthday? What can I do? She's not a materialistic person. She doesn't want this or that or any of these kind of things. What could I do? So, Melissa, here is your birthday present. I just turned Seth's mic off. Seth's mic is off for the next minute. It's completely off. You can get away.
How dare you?
So I can pick on him, and he can't respond. This is awesome. But you know what? Then I got nothing.
Yeah, it's just not the same, is it? It's just not the same.
See? Can't do it.
Can't do it. I literally thought
fun when we have the back and forth.
I thought about that on the way in here. Thank you both for playing along. I didn't know how well that go over. Thank you. How are you doing, Mel?
Oh, I'm doing good.
Good.
It's been a good morning so far.
Very good to hear.
Nice little interlude with Pat Kreitlow on his show and found out that it's also Alicia Keys' birthday today. I didn't realize her and I shared a birthday.
Right on.
Nice.
It's kind of nice when you have that. Yeah. What do you feel though? There's certainly ones like most everybody has somebody that on a birthday that they don't necessarily maybe want on that birthday, but when you have ones that do, for me it was one of the reasons why I ended up to end up liking my birthday. I always thought it was unique because my papa and my nana have their birthdays kitty corner to mine, and so that was always one thing. But then, once I started learning that there were people that I really enjoyed, looked up to, learned from, grew from, and everything, that there was a connection there. Are you a fan of Alicia Keys?
She's an amazing singer.
Yeah, yeah.
I like her music.
She's one of those artists to me. I think it's a close race between her piano playing and her singing. Like, what is better as far as her? They're both so at a 10 and above. That I would never be able to decide. I've seen her play live a couple of times, and not in person, but just in on TV and stuff like that. And it's just, she blows me away with the way she is on those keys. She's underrated as a piano player and an incredibly good singer and songwriter. That is cool. Well, we'll be talking about her and you a little bit later in Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. Again, happy birthday, Mel. You're the best. We wish you a great one.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, guys.
Seth, how are you?
It's not.
I feel like that's a let. Yeah. I should have started with you and with the bell. I should have.
It's not my birthday today. Just so you know,
it's a hard to follow one. It's kind of hard to follow.
Can,
right
not
then.
Every wonderful person can be born on this day, especially not ones like you.
No. Me and Gary Gaetti have August 19th all sewn up. So.
All right, yeah, on,
and,
right.
And Bill Clinton. But we're not going to dwell on that one.
That's funny.
Hilarious that your birthday's in August. My older brother's is too.
Older brother. August birthdays.
my little sister's is in August. Mm-hmm. So that all connects.
August is a month for the others.
My nephew August's birthday is in August. Actually, they just made that. He was born August 3rd, and they were going to name him August, but they weren't sure he's going to be born in August. So,
that's kind of funny.
The girl I dated for a while, her name was Joy, and she was born in early in December, and they named her Joy after that. Yeah. She did not like that.
She didn't get named Carol.
Oh, yeah, I didn't think of that. Mm. Mm. How are you this morning, my man? How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm
good,
here.
Good.
I'm taking breath. I'm drinking coffee. It's all good.
Shout out to coffee.
Yeah, can
Shout
we do
out
that?
To coffee. I had to get a new mug, and the size I wanted the 20 ounce. They didn't have that, of course, in this color. They had the 24 or the 16. I go to my mom. I'm going to probably get the 16. Jimmy, you're just going to want the 24. I got the 24, and it's almost too much
it's
coffee.
It's big, yeah.
But on days like this, I think it's just the right amount.
Just the right amount.
4 ounces. James, that's not that. That's like a half a cup.
When I do use creamer, it's the combination. I had it down perfect with the other cup. This one, I'm trying to figure it out here.
Yeah.
It's these weird little things. So the other day, Melissa and I were talking, I believe it was you and I, Mel, that were talking about this, about police agree to a DNA test cookies for evidence of Santa Claus.
Yes,
I remember you talking about that.
Carrots.
Some good reporting by Ben Hooper. We got that from UPI News. And you can go to upi.com to find that article if you would like, because we now have a follow-up to that story.
Oh, good.
It's one of my favorite things when you can do follow-ups. I used to love in the paper when they would do that. Always the follow-ups. Story was always on the last page.
Yeah, page 10.
It's usually correcting something the reporter got wrong or whatever, but I always thought they were cool. I liked follow-up stories. Well, results released in girls' request for DNA evidence of Santa. The Rhode Island Department of Health says it was not able to definitively confirm or refute the presence of Santa in a young girl's home after she requested to have a partially eaten cookie and a couple of gnawed-on carrot sticks tested for DNA to see if Santa Claus is real.
How about that?
The department tweeted on Monday that we all agree that something magical may be at play. The department said it found no complete matches to anyone in the combined DNA index system, but said that there was a partial match to a 1947 case centered around 34th Street in New York City.
I told you.
Oh, God, that was so good. Melissa, I thought it was funny when you said it. I didn't know how darn good you were on that. Like, wow, you were really ahead of the game on that one.
Holy cow.
Of course, a reference to Miracle on 34th Street.
Yeah, right.
And it said it would need more DNA samples from, quote, from other known Santa encounters to make a definitive match.
Uh-oh.
Well, that maybe sounds like an invitation.
Yeah, maybe they're encouraging other little kids from now on to do this kind of thing. I think that's a really good idea. What a great way to get kids more and more comfortable with talking to law enforcement.
Right.
That's a cool thing. The quote, good news is that the lab did find the presence of DNA closely matching Ranfigur tarandus, known as reindeer. When testing the carrots, the department said.
Okay.
The girl, a Cumberland resident, had sent the cookies and carrot sticks to the town's police department to ask if they could be tested for DNA. Chief Matthew Benson said on Friday, Benson forwarded the evidence, the quote, evidence, to the state's Department of Health Forensic Sciences Unit for analysis. It isn't cheap to do these things, and it takes money, and we all understand that I would imagine, no matter where you fall on things, that our law enforcement agencies are overworked and have a lot on their plate.
Mm-hmm.
Them to take the time to do something like this, let alone the social media posts and all that.
So
kudos.
Yes.
Kudos to the Rhode Island Department of Health and to the Rhode Island the Police Department over there, and Sheriff's Department and everything.
See, the tough part is that they're going to have to actually get a sample of DNA from Santa himself. And that would be very hard to get, you know.
It's very difficult.
Yeah.
It's not easy.
That's going to be tougher.
Yeah.
I know a little about this. My first role ever was playing Santa. So I've done my homework on old St.
Sure,
Nick here,
right,
and everything like that. And yeah, it's very, very hard to...
track him down.
You know, PR department. It's just hard to get through to them.
It's difficult.
Yeah, it is.
You know? Yeah, you don't have a whole lot of evidence on that stuff.
No.
That's a great, great story, though.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
We'll go ahead and take a break early. We'll get to that. We'll come back and take some time with our National Day of Calendar, and we'll get into Melissa's news and plenty more coming up for you on Mornings at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody, to the Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Time to get into our National Day of Calendar for this January 25th. And it is Room of One's Own Day.
Okay.
It's a fairly, I like this one. As you listen to these words, surrounded by a yell, there are yelling children in some room out there. There's yelling children. There's a bad-tempered spouse with a headache. There's a some noises outside that you can't like focus on what you're doing and everything. This is a day attested to Virginia Woolf's assertion that in order to write successfully, one needs a room of one's own. Woolf's 1928 essay, A Room of One's Own, was surely the inspiration behind A Room of One's Own.
There you go.
This, we don't have to overthink this one.
Yep.
Virginia Woolf, interestingly, we are going to be talking about this show on Friday with the studio theater production that WRCT is doing of Who is Afraid of Virginia Woolf.
Yes.
You can get your tickets for that at WRCtheater.com. That's WRCtheater.com.
I like that the necessary things to have in a room of one's own is good music, probably cake, and a drop or two of wine.
Yeah, that's not a bad combination.
That sounds like a great thing.
I can think of one,
especially today.
I think that sounds like a very good thing for you. While the essay itself was focused on the subject of women's access to education in these more enlightened times, we can probably relax the rules a little and make it a day purely for ourselves. Now, that is what I am Ron Burgundy-ing that. That's what I'm reading here.
Yes.
Obviously, the first part of that, very true. Mm-hmm. I don't know that we can necessarily take our foot off the brake when it comes to women's education or women having the same opportunities as men when it comes to education.
Right, I agree.
There's too many cases out there and too many parts of the world that are still way behind.
Oh, yeah.
It's very easy to look at America here, and we're very, you know, we're much more advanced. But
when it comes to education, yes.
Yeah.
When it comes to education. Even with that, though, we still have work to do, and especially if you look around the world. Women need us fighting for them.
Yes.
So to take any chance to talk about mention that, we think we have to. But this is, I think, very cool, and I have to say, certainly first and foremost for women, this is something that... I think that a lot of us can look at as well, many of our generation. I haven't had a place of my own in ages. Like, I haven't had a room to call my own or just some like a place in this world to do that with in a very long time. There's something to that. That means something to a person.
Yeah.
And let alone being able to be creative and all that stuff.
Right.
I think
having a space, that you can define as yours, that you can do decorating-wise whatever you want, or just, you know, to feel cozy and comfortable and express yourself. That speaks volumes.
National Irish Coffee Day.
Ooh, does that mean I get to have Irish coffee?
You're darn sure. You're darn right. You go ahead and you go make it right now.
Not during the show, no.
Hey, man.
Hold up.
I already ran out of coffee this morning.
She's not driving anywhere or not like that. Might be an interesting show, Seth.
She still has work to do. Come on now.
It's very true. It's very true.
Hey, Taskmaster. Who made you boss?
1942 proved a ferocious year for transatlantic travelers who were weary from the cold and damp conditions of an Irish winter. Thanks to the innovative imagination of bartender Joe Sheridan, they were soon to have their cockles delightful warmed by an almost decadent blend of fine Irish whiskey with the irresistible taste and aroma of freshly brewed coffee.
I don't think I have any Irish whiskey. That's the problem.
Oh, see.
And can somebody tell me what a cockle is?
Cockles of your heart.
Cockles of your heart. The cockles of your heart.
I don't think it's an actual anatomical thing. It's just a place, I guess.
I did not feel comfortable saying that. I did not like saying that word. Sheridan, a chief, I'm just going to keep moving. Sheridan, a chef at Fane's Point near Limerick, Ireland, recognized the fact that travelers were coming through his part more often due to its use as one of the biggest civilian airports during World War II. Hmm. Many political figures and folks of Hollywood fame would come through this part as they stopped over for refueling on their way to other destinations. Due to the increased travel, a restaurant was created for these passengers, and Sheridan famously treated them with his coffee that was made Irish with the addition of Irish whiskey.
That's all you have to do is just add some whiskey to it, and it's Irish.
Yep.
But I think there's an interesting layer to this for me, because mm-hmm. I have had friends of mine who are Irish say, oh, when you say you're going to Irish up coffee, that was insulting to them. Mm. That's not true at all. This is part of your history.
That's, yeah. Mm-hmm.
If
yeah.
I was Irish, I would be very proud of that phrase, yeah, right. that term and everything. This is a cool invention from an Irishman.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to cater toward tourists, but still.
But still.
Still, great invention.
It was an interesting
yeah.
invention.
I mean, if you want to know if an invention is good or was a good invention or not, mm-hmm. don't look at how it affects you. Look at is it still around?
Is it still around?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's a good. Yep.
I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is.
The combination
cool.
of two very good things, coffee mm-hmm. and Irish whiskey. I mean, what could go wrong?
I don't know.
time out. This is just between you and I, all three of us, okay?
All right.
And you guys out there, I suppose. Mm-hmm. I don't tell anybody else this because I don't know what to do with this next one. It's National Opposite Day, or wait, no, it's not National Opposite Day, or is it? It is National Opposite Day officially, but I don't know. Do you call National Opposite Day National Opposite Day, or do you say it's not National
Opposite
Day?
It's the opposite, opposite of the opposite day.
I'm so confused right now. National Opposite Day is the worst day for not saying anything to the people far away from you. You can't have fun. You can't have fun today, as nothing is allowed, and nobody wants to have fun with you. Of course, we're big opposite about all of this.
Of course.
This is one of the oldest national days of, I gotta think.
Yeah, you'd think.
Yeah, especially if you're 10.
Yeah. I was going to say, I hope my kids are not listening right now, because they do that. It's like, it's the opposite. Oh, this is terrible.
That's so funny you said that, because I was just thinking in my head, what age is it when this stops being fun? Because I feel like such an adult right now. I'm like, oh, this, I already got like what fun I could have out of it. I already got it out of my system.
my soon-to-be 12-year-old is still sort of doing it. So okay. Not yet. He's not out of it yet.
The threshold.
Yeah,
that's good. That's good. It seems like one of those ones. That, yeah, we do a lot about adults. Most of these National Day of Things are about adults. If it's mostly for kids, let them enjoy it.
So it's not Melissa's birthday today.
Nice try.
You got a birthday today. That does seem a little rough. That does seem a little confusing at the very least. It's mm-hmm. at least a little confusing. Mm-hmm. It's National Fish Taco Day.
Yum. Mm.
If you're a fan, you're a fan. If you're not, you're not.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Definitely one of those foods.
I just said I'm on the fence.
Oh, did you? I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I was rambling and I didn't hear
how
you.
Are you on
I said it over you.
How are you on the fence about fish tacos?
Good. Sometimes they're good and sometimes they're not.
Oh. So if it's made well, you'll eat it, though? If it's,
yeah, if
okay.
it's a good fish taco, I like it.
But how do you know if you don't try it?
Hmm?
Well, I try it and then I decide it's not a good taco.
I got you.
And
okay.
then I don't like it.
Fish tacos.
But then I have to eat it because I ordered it.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
God, I hate wasting food.
Yeah, me
I can't.
Too.
I hate wasting food. Fish tacos are a traditional food that are claimed by the city of San Francisco, California.
Okay.
So I just thought that part was interesting.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. Port City and all.
Yeah, yeah.
Lots of fish.
Well, they're listing off all those kinds of fish, lobster to salmon, but honestly, the only kind of fish taco that I have found that I like is shrimp tacos.
Yeah.
Shrimp tacos.
I don't know if that's considered a fish taco.
Yes. I guess any kind of seafood you can almost get away with those anymore.
I would think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think any kind of seafood. Yeah.
But you got to have lots of cilantro.
Yeah, good
well, we
one.
Know how
good
Melissa
choice.
Likes her.
Yeah, that's a good one. This is a great one right here. National IV Nurses Day.
Ooh, that is a good one.
Many people don't realize that there is a specialty in nursing that is related to everything intravenous, IV. Mm-hmm. While all registered nurses can start and manage IVs, it can also be a complicated process that requires extra skill and training. Mm-hmm. National IV Nurse Day is the time to show appreciation for these specialized nurses who make IV use as effective and painless as possible. Intravenous therapy can be traced as far back as the 17th century when it started with the science of transfusing blood. Mm. As the process evolved and the science developed into the 20th century, the job of IVs still fell onto the doctors or medical students. But by the 1950s and 60s, teams of nurses began to be trained to work in this specialty.
Hmm. Yeah.
I've had minor surgeries, but really the only surgery I've ever had really done was having my tonsils and adenoids taken out.
Mm-hmm.
I was a kid and I just moved up here, and I believe we were at Marshfield. I'm not sure, but they couldn't find my vein in my arms, and they were panicking about it. And I don't know if I had joked. I think they went out there and talked to my Nana and Papa because they were my guardians at the time and everything. And my Nana, my grandmother, was a former IV nurse. So my Nana came in and did the IV on me.
Wow.
And I have never seen, I never got to see that woman feel worse or more guilty or more horrified than when she had to do that to me.
Did it stick you?
She hated doing that. She did not want to do that to me. But I actually made me feel a lot better.
Like, yeah, I bet it did.
Well, I got poked in the arm like three different times and nothing's happening. And I'm already panicked and nervous.
Yeah, exactly.
Let alone then this. And then my Nana came in and actually felt a lot better. I counted to 10 like all they do, you know, and stuff. Made it to probably 5.
Very cool.
Everything else was fine. But I have a lot of respect for this position.
Me too.
Nurses in general don't get enough of our respect. IV nurses, all the ER nurses, all the, you know, different layers to that. It is Burns Night. Excellent.
Not that Burns. Come on.
Okay, sorry.
It's Robert Burns. Get it right.
Yes, Robert Burns. A celebration of Scottish poet Robert Burns.
Yeah.
Get it right, darn it.
Hootman.
Burns Night is held each year on his birthday and typically includes a formal dinner, recession.
Recitation?
Thank you. Recitation of Burns poetry, toasts, speeches, music, and dancing.
Mm-hmm.
It is traditionally celebrated in Scotland and by these Scottish communities around the world.
The National Poet of Scotland. Boy, read some. Of course, he's probably most famous for writing Auld Lang Syne. That was the poet, the poem that the song was based on. But read some of his stuff. He was an excellent, I mean, just one of the world great poets. So
great
good
poet.
Stuff, yeah.
I want to read the address to a haggis.
Yeah. That's a good one, Melissa. That's a, oh, wow, good one.
Plus, he had a great sense of humor, too.
Yes, he did. Burns began writing poetry at an early age, and his first book of poems chiefly in the Scottish dialect, was published in 1786. His poetry was characterized by its strong sense of place and its use of collegial language.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a celebration of ordinary people and their lives.
Mm-hmm.
To a mouse is a good one too, Melissa.
Okay.
Good stuff.
National Florida Day. Florida and New Jersey tend to take the brunt a lot of our jokes and
a lot
of things. And to be fair, they have kind of, you know, there's a lot
they've
of
earned it.
Yeah, they've earned a lot. They've earned a lot of it. But it is one of the more unique places in the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
Like from its geography to its people to
talk
so
about
many
melting pot.
I got a couple of friends down in the Miami area, and when I was a kid, I had a friend move to Tampa because that's part of where his family was from. And I've always wanted to visit Florida. My sister's husband, his family's from around there too, or part of his family's down there. I've always wanted to visit Florida, especially Key West.
Mm.
I can't prove it, and I could be completely wrong, but I feel like that's my kind of place. I feel like I got to check that out.
As someone who has been to Key West. You're totally right.
Yeah. I just feel like that's my kind of vibe.
Their daily sunset festival is amazing. It's one of the most interesting things I've ever seen in my life.
I push back on stereotypes all the time, but as a Jew, I kind of feel like that's probably, if I do live to retirement age, that is probably where I'll retire. That is probably, very stereotypically, that's probably where
it's
I'll
cool, though. It's really neat. I would recommend anyone check it out.
It just seems like one of those places that you got to at least visit.
Yeah, all the keys, check it out. All the keys down there are pretty cool, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It is St. Dwynwen's Day?
Dwynwen's? I don't know how to pronounce that. Yeah. That's interesting.
Similar to Valentine's Day, St. Dwynwen's Day is a Welsh holiday specialized for loved ones.
Okay.
Hmm. Wales has a deep, rich history dating back thousands of years. And the Celts arrived in Wales around 600 BC, and the country was later conquered by the Roman Empire in 43 AD. Mm-hmm. After the fall of Rome, Wales was dominated by various tribes and kingdoms, including the Saxons and Normans. In the 13th century, Wales came under the control of the English crown and remained so until the Middle Ages.
Mm-hmm.
Wales is part of the United Kingdom, and its culture and language, Welsh, are protected by the developed government of Wales, and Welsh people have a distinct national identity, custom, and heritage.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, they get kind of roped into either Scottish or Irish people oftentimes.
They do, yeah.
Which is not fair at all.
Well, because their language is so different.
Yes.
From all of the other native languages to the British Isles. And it's a fascinating language. I love hearing it because it sounds so... It's got like a musical quality to it. Yeah, it's really cool.
And finally, it's Observe the Weather Day.
Whether
it's
day?
Yeah, really. It's whether it's unseasonably warm with sunshine or a little bit chilly, whether there's an overnight blizzard or a sandstorm, and weather brings with it its unique and interesting options for seeing what nature is up to.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody tops Mother Nature.
No, she always wins in the end. It's
usually the first, like, easiest thing to talk about.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It is the...
How about that weather?
That weather.
Mm-hmm. Is there a... I don't believe, unless you literally never leave your basement or something like that, you can avoid the weather.
No.
There's no avoiding the weather. Whatever is going on with it, there's just no avoiding it.
Because it impacts your interior of your structure.
Mm-hmm. Sure does.
An apartment building, even without going out in it.
Something we all share.
Something, which is another one of those things that kind of brings us a little closer together.
It's true. It's true.
We'll take a break. We'll get to the birthday girls news. We'll come back and have
it's all
some...
about me. No, I'm kidding. It's not.
Oh, that'd be hilarious.
That would be funny.
It's 3 minutes of random facts about Melissa. It's
it's news, right? You don't know this. It's news.
It would be news. It would be
new news.
We'll be back with more mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Hope you're having a good one out there. Good stuff right there, Seth. Nice choice. Nice choice. My timing was a half second off on
just
that
a little
one.
Bit.
Just
but
a
that's
half
okay.
second off on that one. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Welcome back to the morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Hope you're having a great, great Wednesday out there, everybody. Happy middle of the week to you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get into an interesting one here, and it actually, the article itself doesn't tie into this, but for me, immediately ties into conversations the three of us have had many times, a four-day work week.
Okay.
So keep that in the back of your head a little bit during this article. If you had a few extra hours every day, would you start a new hobby or finish your normal daily obligations or just play video games?
Maybe.
All three of us just said maybe.
Maybe,
Not out loud, yes. In a new survey, 60% of Americans said that there aren't enough hours in the day, and the average person needs 4 more hours every day to get everything done. When asked what you do with that extra time, 34% of people said household chores, which is both practical and a little sad in some
depressing.
Ways.
Right, yeah.
28% said that they'd tackle large projects and that they don't have the time to start.
Mm.
20% said that they'd spend more time doing hobbies and things they enjoy. And another 20% said that they would use the time for extra sleep. Others said that they'd go back to school or adopt a pet.
Ooh, interesting.
Now, I think of this in part because, well, okay, this is just 4 extra hours. What will we do with an extra day in the week?
Mm.
And we haven't really talked about necessarily, like, in detail what we would do with an extra day. Here, this article is focusing on the hours. Well, this isn't even 24. This is just 4 extra hours. And look what our first instinct is, either to work or, you know, around the house and getting things done, or work on a project.
Yeah, yeah.
Even later on, right. Even, I mean, like, I don't know. I mean, even the extra sleep part is not necessarily a great sign to me that we're doing this whole life thing right. That I don't know. This article, like, it's fun. It's interesting. We can go a lot of different angles on it. But it really, like, stands out to me, like, how obsessed and how much of a problem we have with work. And I'm a workaholic. I admit that wholeheartedly. I like working. I like having work to do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I would ever actually retire. It's part of what I like about acting. If I don't ever have to retire from
right.
it. I can do it my whole life. But also, as an actor, you don't really have a 401k plan either.
Necessity as well.
Yeah. But the whole point of getting to that stage is so when I am working, it's stuff that I want to do. Mm-hmm. The rest of my day is spent with my grandkids or whatever else, you know, or something
right.
like that, or any of these things. God, I don't even want to think about being a grandpa. Why did I say grandkids? My God. Dear God, why did I do that?
It's in your brain now.
Well, you know, you think of yourself as an old man.
About 401k.
Yeah, retirement.
As an old man.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, that kind of thing. But
Florida.
Yes.
Florida.
Are you guys trying to get rid of me? Is it? Yeah.
You've been talking about it all morning.
I'm the one doing it.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm trying to get rid of myself. What does this say to you, Melissa? What's one of the first things that stands out to you about it?
Well, 4 extra hours a day, that's a lot of hours in a week, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because just adding one day that you have the whole day to do something, I think that a lot of us are like, oh, I have the whole day. What am I going to do? And we end up wasting it because we don't prioritize. We don't put things, you know, there's no pressure because you have the whole day. Whereas if you have just those extra 4 hours in a day, I think you're more likely to get more done and do the things that you want to do. And if that's a project around your house, maybe that's work, but it's fun work because you're doing something around your house that you want for your living space.
I think the term work needs to, you know, reworked.
Be reworked, yeah.
And so, or just the definition of it, because Melissa, I think, hits on something important there. I was saying, I like work. I enjoy working. I don't think there's anything necessarily wrong with that. I think that it's there's a balance. Like we've all talked about, and many people have talked about thousands of years now about balancing work and life and everything.
Right.
But that's a case by case thing, and that's something that I like. For me, I choose not to. Maybe there is some, you know, societal blame here or whatever. That's on me. I choose how to spend my hours that way. I'm the one that does that stuff. So I don't know that I see anything like when I say that, well, we got an issue with working. I don't mean that as like you know, hey, you need some therapy or you know, you need this in your
right.
life or whatever, anything like that. I think it's just good to be observant of these things.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you don't realize that you have a bad habit until somebody, like, you know, mentions it to you. Hey, you do this a lot. Did you know that? Like, oh, I didn't even know.
I think the pandemic really showed a lot of people how much their focus was on work and that was their only focus.
Yeah.
And then suddenly, you know, they had, what, a month off or a month where they were stuck at home.
Right.
And could only work a certain amount or in a certain way that was completely different from their normal.
Right.
So it forced a lot of people to re-examine what they looked at as priorities and work-wise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I don't consider building shelves in my garage to help reorganize my garage work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a different kind of activity in my mind.
What if, you know how recess is set for a certain time every day for kids?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What if we had a universal recess for everybody?
We would all nap.
We would take a book from our friends south of the border and say, siesta time.
Yes, yep.
They're smart. They know what's going on, right?
Yes. That is such a way to do it.
Yeah.
That is such a way to do it.
No, siestas and a 4-day work week. That is what we
Doesn't
need.
Doesn't that sound great? Yeah.
It does. It'd be like retirement.
Well, in Italy, everything starts with ish. Everything. Well, we open at 9-ish. We open at 10-ish.
There's something really I like about that.
I do too. There's something about it.
Yeah.
I think I would have had to have been raised in it. I think you put me in that setting now, it's going to drive me insane. I'm going to go crazy.
Well, because we are so driven by our timetables.
Yeah, yes. The clock. Oh, it's ever present.
I have to be here by this time. I have to do this by this time, mm-hmm. especially in radio.
Right. What?
I'm looking at my deadlines here this morning going, oh, I got 8 minutes. That's plenty of time.
Right. Isn't that funny? Boy, that's one of the ways you know. Welcome to Radio Land.
Yeah, exactly.
That's one of the ways you know you've gotten comfortable in business. When you look at the clock, you've got like 30 seconds to get something done. And you're like,
plenty of time.
That's plenty of time. Yeah. That is great. That's awesome, Mel. That's good to hear. That's cool. We'll take a really quick commercial break here. But I do think that, I'm sorry. Seth, did you have anything you wanted to add to that? I meant to ask you.
Oh, that's fine. Because I was going to say, you know, not surprisingly, I totally disagree with Melissa. actually, I think having an extra day, and this is my personal thing, you know, having an extra day to, you know, get projects done or just, you know, get chores done. I like having the whole day to do that. Because if I had, you know, just extra hours in the day, you know, after you work, you know, for me, it's like, oh, you know, I want to take a little nap or something like that. And I don't feel like I would get as much done if without just having, you know, the whole day to like do this and that. You know, that's the way I look at it anyway.
Helped with Laura's garage, helped my parents with their garage the last couple of weekends. Mm-hmm. And those were kind of projects like, yeah, I want the afternoon. Like, you know, give me the afternoon on that kind of thing. And you can take your time with it a little bit
more.
Exactly. There's something about a big project like that. I see what you mean by that. And I think Melissa was touching on a little of that, too, because I was thinking of that as work. You were saying that that's not necessarily, you know, maybe definitively, technically it might be, but it's not really work.
Yeah.
It's not job work.
Yes, job work, yeah. It's different,
Which I think is a good difference maker right
there. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And to be fair, I didn't, you know, the question wasn't whether or not, you know, it was 4 hours versus an entire day all the time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But if we had 4 extra hours in every day, I think we would be more productive.
Yeah, I'd waste them.
You'd waste them. I'm actually going to go out on a limb here and agree with Seth.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm doing something wrong now.
Yep, you
dun,
sure are.
Dun, dun.
That was exactly my point in doing this. I do also occasionally like having an entire day to work on a project.
Those are nice.
But I tend to then like get out my sewing or pull out my painting.
Gotcha.
Or it's like, oh, I got a whole day. I can paint. I can make a lot of good food, and I can play video games.
I like it.
I feel, you know, I got to admit, though, there are times when I feel like it's like, geez, Melissa, you make us all look bad.
Yeah.
Take out my painting and sewing and cooking. Yeah. Okay. Whatever.
These awesome hobbies.
Yeah.
These some really great, creative, awesome hobbies.
I didn't say any of it was good.
We will take a break. We'll come back and answer the question, how long could you survive without your phone? We're going to come back with that answer.
All right.
Here on Mornings at WFHR, locally grown radio. Thanks a lot, Jennifer. Appreciate the updates from our great friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Mm-hmm. After CBS News at the top of the hour, we will kick off the hour with our amazing friends. We'll have a live update from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Usually Paul Trombley will join us.
Mm-hmm.
Paul been in this industry for a very long time, mm-hmm. and it's very cool to be able to have somebody like a source like that to touch every day. I would like that. As a side note, I'm beginning to become a cardigan person, I think.
Yeah.
I think.
Nice.
Apropos of nothing, but yes.
Yes, yeah. No segue. None whatsoever.
It's true. I was noticing your cardigan today. It's a nice color blue.
It's
yeah.
the same as the orange one, but blue.
Yes.
And okay.
With a white trim?
Yes, exactly.
This is me trying to be an adult, like trying to dress more like an adult, with still doing your thing. Still being your style, your kind of way, mm-hmm. like feeling like you're not fake. You're not, you know, you know trying to be something
putting
you're not.
Airs.
Yeah, putting on airs. I love that phrase.
I meant to compliment you on the orange one the other day. I didn't. I liked it. Looks
Thank
nice
you. Thank you very much. This is not going to surprise a lot of people. Have not in my life gotten a lot of compliments on my clothes. So I will take every one I can get. But this is an interesting balance that we get to at certain stages in our life. Usually, if you're an actual adult, you've gotten to this stage a lot earlier than I have. But, you know, it's one of those things, especially with the younger generations that are kind of like finding their own normal, their own what is it to be an adult at this generation, at this age?
Yeah.
And how, what is the way to dress in these things? And
what makes you feel comfortable as a person, not what is society telling me I can't do?
Yeah, yes. That's right, man. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't tell me what to do.
I can wear ponytails if I want to.
Darn right. Darn right.
Doesn't matter that I'm 41 today.
It has nothing to do with that.
Nothing to do with it.
I mean, entering my 42nd year.
Nice. You have now learned.
Good call, man. Good call, man. So how long could we survive without our phones? Let's go ahead and go around the table here real quick and see how long. For me, I think I could last a couple days, maybe. I think I could go a couple days, but I will be completely honest. I am a sucker for information, and it drives me crazy when my phone has been off or something like that.
Yeah.
That my kids can't get a hold of me, like that whole thing, or like a relative or something like that.
Right.
You know, certain people in your life that you talk to all the time, that kind of thing. So I think I could probably go a day or two.
Yeah.
I think I could do that at least. How about you, Seth?
Me, if I didn't have to have it, I would leave it somewhere. And I remember like 15 years ago or something like that, I still didn't have a cell phone. And most people were starting to carry them around. And I was like, I wanted to be like the last person in America to get a cell phone.
Right on.
And then I started dating.
Yes, so, yes, yes.
Like so many problems in our world that came from, you know, wanting to impress a woman.
Yes,
so
yes,
basically,
yes, yes, yes.
You know. that's generally how it goes.
So many problems in our world. Wow, Seth. Way to take us back.
Nice. I know I said trying to impress a woman. I didn't say it was the woman's fault.
Yeah, you tried to impress a woman. That's on us.
I
didn't
see, I wasn't saying it was the woman.
I'll
it was
let
us.
You have it with that caveat.
How about you, Mel?
You know, because our phones do so much now, it's not just about getting in touch. You know, I read books on my phone.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That's where, you know, could I go to the library? Yeah. But now I can download a book and the audiobook, and I don't ever have to stop reading. I can switch from being reading it onto my phone to when I'm cooking, I jump onto the audiobook.
Yep.
Where I'm at in the book, and I can keep going.
I think that's so cool.
I don't have to stop. It's so cool.
It's pretty
amazing.
Somebody needs to
invent something for Libby that will keep the two at the same spot.
Oh, yeah, on the same page. Yeah, yeah.
Sync it up a little bit.
That's the next step. That's the next
update. That would be really cool. Hey,
update.
Josh, get on that.
Yeah, 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 yeah. That's the next update to the system.
Yeah, there you go.
But, yeah, but if it was just about, like, you know, not being able to, I don't know. I guess I could do without it because there are other things I have, other interests, you know, I can play video games on my computer. Mm-hmm. I can read books on the shelf or from the library. Mm-hmm. The only thing I can't do is if there's an emergency and one of my family members need to get in touch with me. That's the biggest reason for me to have a phone.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you forgot your phone at home today, you'll be pulling your hair out by lunchtime. A new poll found we can now only survive a few hours without it before we go crazy. The average answer was 5 hours and 11 minutes. After that, we'd really be, jonesing for it. Over half of people said that they'd barely communicate with anyone if they didn't have it.
Oh, jeez.
People also said that they'd only survive about 5 hours without access to a TV, but there are a few other gadgets we could go longer without. As long as we had our phone, we could go 3 days without our laptop, and gamers said the same about gaming consoles.
Okay.
The poll found the average adult uses their phone for a total of 3 hours and 34 minutes a day.
Wow.
Without it, 38% said that they'd be feel totally disconnected, 27% would feel isolated, and 25% would immediately feel lonely. And let's touch on something really quick here, because the three of us come from this way back time where there were no cell phones. We can actually remember a day,
know,
where there was just landlines and everything.
Yeah, that's right.
So to those out there in fear of this, guess what? You'd be okay.
You'd be okay.
You'd be perfect. Would it take some adjusting? Yes.
Of course.
It would, but
would you go through phone withdrawals? Yes.
Probably.
Oh, yeah. But you'd be okay.
You'd be
find other ways to entertain yourself, to find news, to get in touch with relatives, do all of these things.
You know, I was just thinking about when the telephone itself came into being. You know, you could probably, after like, you know, 20, 30 years of having a telephone around, people would say the same thing. Oh, I can't imagine living without a telephone.
Yeah.
Because now I can contact, you know, my family, my friends. Mm-hmm. You know, I can call the store and, you know, get an order ready, which you could do back then. Yeah. You know, you could use the phone for that. You just had to talk to someone. That's all. Mm-hmm. But people got used to having that phone around. And it's just one of those things. Yeah.
Think about the difference in how quickly we expect our responses to be now versus then. You know, like you could call somebody and leave a voicemail and not expect an answer for a day or 2 days or 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
Now, people want answers instantly. They want you to respond to their text.
Yep.
They don't want to leave a voicemail. Voicemails are becoming a thing of the past. Some people don't even listen to them.
Yeah. It used to be you'd leave a voicemail and you hope to hear back from somebody at some point. Now you leave, who leaves voicemails? But if you text somebody and they don't message you back within a couple of hours, you're worrying that they ended the word. Like, are they okay? Has anything happened to them?
Exactly.
Like, it's so different. You're
Why
so right.
You responded?
Or even
30 seconds.
How about before answering machines where you just call and no one would answer and you'd have to keep calling them over and over again?
Yes. Yes.
What's the longest you let a phone ring before you hung up?
Oh, wow. I'm trying to think of that one. That's a good one. Probably like 10 times, maybe?
Yeah.
10 is probably a good long time.
That's a good long time, yeah.
There was this thing called junior high and dating. And
I didn't do that junior
high. I don't know.
That's good, though.
I'm guessing probably quite a bit.
Probably. Yeah.
I still maintain the most horrifying scene I think I've ever seen in a movie is in Swingers when Jon Favreau is calling his ex and just leaves message after message after message.
How cringy,
It's so cringeworthy. I even just thinking about it, like, I'd rather watch a million bloody horror scenes than watch that scene one more time.
Oh, does that strike a little close to home, Jim?
Possibly. let me double check this, make sure I get this right here, because it's right around the corner, everybody. We are 1 day, 1 hour, and 1 minute, and 8 seconds, and 7 seconds, and 6 seconds away from Civic Media's $1 million advertising giveaway.
Mm-hmm. It's tomorrow. We're here.
It's tomorrow.
That's so
tomorrow
crazy.
Tomorrow in 1 hour.
Mm-hmm.
Such a fun one. This is such an exciting thing. We are so proud at Civic Media to have been able to grow our company the way we have. And we can't do that without the amazing people that are in this company. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the incredible advertisers that help us bring this stuff to all of our listeners out there.
Yep.
We want to put our money where our mouth is. We want to help out local and small businesses. Yep. This is the way you do it. There are a number of different tiers to this. Mm-hmm. But we're giving away the whole million.
It's going away.
Yep. If you want to be in on this, be sure to go to the website civicmedia.us/million. Type that in your search bar, bookmark that page, and get ready tomorrow, right around 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
This will kick off. You know, some rules apply. Full details are there.
Yep.
Make sure to mention WFHR's morning show. Make sure to mention WFHR. Help us get some bragging rights.
Yeah.
It's a fun one. This is a free giveaway. Yep. This is for everybody. New, old businesses.
Yep, doesn't matter.
Small, big, everybody.
Yep, everyone.
We want to showcase our local businesses and let you know how important you are to us.
Spread the word about this. Let everybody, you know somebody that has a small business out there, make sure they get in on this.
Yes.
We want as many as we can. And while you're at it, do spread the word about the Civic Media app and Civic Media website where you can get all of our podcasts, and we are always streaming 24/7.
Yes, indeed.
Civicmedia.us/millions is the website.
Mm-hmm.
Take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk to our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center, Misty's Many Birthday and Anniversary Club, Quality Plus Printing, all that coming up for you on the morning show here at WFHR.